what you drafted in 09, at that time, it was the Colts division. You know, you couldn't beat Peyton Manning. I mean, nobody could. And you guys have won 4 division titles in 6 years here. How much pride do you take in that as a player and knowing you guys have kind of laid the foundation for whatever follows with this franchise?
I mean, it's obviously the goal. I mean, you know, you play in a division and your goal is to win a division. So, you know, we've been able to do that recently and something that we take a good amount of pride in, but obviously that's the end goal every year.
Bill has referred to you a number of times as the heart and soul of this defense. What does that mean to you?
You know, it's special. It's something that I take a good amount of pride in as well. You know, I've been here for a while and seen a lot, been through a lot, and you just enjoy being out there with the guys. So, you know, that's what he thinks.
His point of view is you're all in to win this weekend, not resting the starters. Everybody's going to play. What do you think about that mentality?
No, I think it's the right mentality. You know, it's the NFL and it's a football game, and anytime we step on the field, we want to win. So, I mean, that's not going to change our mentality. Just going to be the same as it is like every other week.
There's only a few guys who've been here since you've been here. I mean, you know, Dwayne came out, Kareem, J-Jo. What's it like for this veteran core to have watched this thing continue to evolve and change and be playing some of your best ball, really, since you've been here?
It's good. You know, and it's, like I said, it's obviously the main goal and the end goal every year. So, I mean, just for us to be able to do that is a good feeling to know that, you know, we've turned around from where we were my rookie year and before that. And, you know, consistently are competing for the division championship, division title every year. So, I mean, it's a good feeling for sure.
How do you look at the potential who you may play in the first round? Does it matter? How do you do that stuff?
No, we're not thinking about that at all anymore right now. I mean, it's just right now it's just Tennessee. And, you know, once we get past that, then we'll worry about that. But, you know, for right now, the goal and all the attention's on Tennessee.
What makes their running game a little bit unique in Tennessee? And how much do you enjoy what they want to turn into a bit of a physical challenge?
They're running backs. You know, that's what makes it. I mean, they have a good line, but at the same time, you have DeMarco Murray, who's extremely talented, one of the best running backs in the NFL. And then you have a guy in you know, Derrick Henry backing him up. So, I mean, it's just two very good running backs that you have to know at all times where they are on the field and know that they can, you know, turn short plays that you think are nothing into big plays and just kind of gang tackle and hustle and do everything you can to get those guys down.
How's it a little bit different when somebody wants to be ground-based, that you don't see that a whole lot in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I think they definitely probably focus on it a little bit more, but, you know, I mean, it's just one of those teams that, you know, they can do both, but they obviously like to run up a little bit more, so you just have to, you know, put a little bit more emphasis on it and just know that if it's third and short, first and 10, second and 10, they're not afraid to run the ball at all. So be aware of that at all times.
You've been a part of some really strong defenses here, obviously. I mean, last year, top three. But this year, with losing J.J., you had your bit. I mean, you know, J.J.'s been out. You had key guys out. Is this Does the defense take as much or more pride in this year, what you've accomplished, as any other years that you've been?
You know, I think every year is different. And there's just certain – there's certain goals and different memories you have from each group, and just every group is different. You know, this group's been special in its own ways, and like you said, you know, we've missed some key guys, and some guys have missed some time here and there, but, you know, we've been able to battle back and just get over it and just persevere. So, I mean, I think it's a mentally tough group, and, you know, we've gone through a lot and played with each other and done a great job.
What do you think about being the number one ranked defense in the league, Brian?
I think that's good. I think it's obviously something we want. So, you know, it's an attitude and something that we'll carry into every game and do everything we can to uphold that number one. That's something we do not want to give away. So, I mean, it means a lot to us.
At this point in your career, to know not just back in the playoffs, but back-to-back years, a home playoff game. I know you have to win this game, but I imagine somewhere in your head, I mean, there's got to be a lot of personal and team pride in that.
Yeah, there is. There is, you know, but like I said, at the same time, I mean, we're going into every single week with the objective to win. So, you know, we do that, we'll be 6-0 in the division, something that we've never done before. So that's another thing that'll be very important to us. And always winning 10 games is huge. So there's a good amount of things and good amount of stuff riding on this weekend.